RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here as we discuss, should the Eagles sit or play the starters on Sunday against Commanders? Joining us right now, as she does every Tuesday, Eagles sideline reporter, I think finally dried off after Sunday, Devin Kane.
That was crazy. That weather was crazy.
That was the most insane weather I've ever reported in.
Do you have like a special rain jacket or is it just like a regular rain jacket? Because I feel like you needed a special one on Sunday.
So I had it. It's like a winter jacket. So it's actually one of those like battery heated jackets. And I made sure it was waterproof. So the jacket did hold up for the most part. But then like when it's when I know I was actually worried about the it was safe, though. I didn't get electrocuted. The battery still works. But yeah, I mean, it was raining so much that. You're just got like your my sleeves, the collar, you know, your socks, your legs, like they're all gonna get soaked by the end of it.
So. Yeah, that's terrible.
You can't escape it.
Yeah,
it's inevitable.
How'd you deal with rain games, Hugh?
Just dealt with it. You know,
what are you? Come on.
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
I keep that to us.
Okay.
But
what?
Your mentality was different. Like your the mentality in the course of the game was different. So it really didn't bother you.
Were you like that with all weather?
Yeah. It didn't bother.
I got to imagine the rain is kind of the most challenging for players.
It's annoying because, like I said, you got a wet ass all day. Like, your ass is wet, and it's nothing you can do.
That feels like a challenge.
Well, yeah, because it's like you sit on the bench, and then you have a warm, wet ass because you're on the bench.
Sure.
But then when you go back out there, the ass is wet again. That's not a good feeling.
Yeah. And so it was like I was asking the equipment managers if they're doing anything different, you know, before the game, but it's artificial turf. So like cleat wise, you don't really do anything different, but it did feel slippery, the turf. And it was like soaking wet. They were like, no, we just have a ton of extra towels. And let me tell you, they were changing out the towels, especially on the offense with like, you know, how like Jalen Hurts receivers will have the towels hanging from their like so they can dry their hands. They were changing them out whenever they had the chance, like between series, if there's a TV timeout, whatever it may be. And it wasn't even doing
thing,
anything.
Though, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Playing I that love kind that of Hugh is sitting here going through his mail, by
he
the way.
He does this often.
Yeah, like, I mean, what? I just
don't mind me, Hugh. Just,
I'm paying attention, though. I'm just trying
get
to get
any
you know,
interesting fan mail.
I know. I just get like people want me to sign stuff, and I just, you know.
Hugh's a multitasker. I've learned to just accept it. This is what he does.
He's just sitting here. Just,
chores,
just,
mail. Yeah.
Well, I start. Yeah.
Do your laundry next. Or yeah.
That would be funny if Hugh's just folding laundry during the show.
I will do that, though. Yeah. I will. I like to keep. I do like washing
If we
clothes.
Had a washer and dryer here, Hugh absolutely would do that.
I would definitely. I like washing clothes.
Yeah. Do you?
Washing clothes is therapy.
Oh, I hate washing.
So I like washing. I don't like. I'm not good at folding.
That's always. I always have the pile of clean clothes that end up sitting there.
See, I like to fold.
Until I give up. And usually just like rewash them or.
I like to fold.
You like
and
to
I
fold? Like,
yeah, and I like to put like my t-shirts in certain, like the black t-shirts go all in one pile.
Oh, you're really organized like that.
Well, they used to be. I gotta get back to that.
Well, you have a lot of shirts too and hoodies and stuff.
So,
none of this stuff surprises me. All right, Devin, Sunday, when you were watching that and that defensive performance against Josh Allen, I came to the realization, I think this Vic Fangio year is even more impressive than last year. And last year, they were the best defense in the league and the best Eagles defense we've ever seen. But they lost five starters from that defense, and they're almost as good this year. I mean, they're I think they're up to third now in points per game allowed. I mean, it's not quite as dominant as last year, but since the bye, it's like they've been amazing.
Yeah, and since the bye, they're first, I believe, in points allowed.
It feels like, have you reached a point where it's just like, this is a greatness we're watching with Fangio?
Yeah.
And do you think it's more impressive than last year?
It might be. It's getting there. And I think it's similar to last year and that we saw, especially when you look at the – so the secondary is always great. And I know that, you know, this season there have been some question marks with that second outside cornerback spot. But we – like, even when you look at that, yeah, Dory Jackson still, you know, sometimes makes you a little nervous. But he's really come on. Marcus Epps has stepped in pretty seamlessly for Andrew Mukuba.
Yep. I think he's been better than Mukuba.
He has. Now, I still think Mukuba is a really bright mm-hmm. future, and it's unfortunate the way he went down because he was, you know, he was leading the team in interceptions for a little while. He actually still might be. I'm not sure. But it's the guys up front who have really been getting after it and getting after the quarterback. And we saw that last season, right? Like the number of sacks, the amount of quarterback hits, getting that pressure just increased as the season and then postseason went on. And that was the area that we had the biggest question mark about, right? You lose Josh Sweat, you lose Milton Williams. And even in the first few weeks, maybe more of the season, you know, you lost Za'Darius Smith, who retired randomly.
Yeah, that was wild.
Brandon Graham comes back, but you don't really know, you know, what he's going to look like. He seems like he's getting back to the form we saw him in last season. So it's just a fun defense to watch. And it's awesome being able to watch a defense that, at least for me, I just wholeheartedly trust. Like, even in that Bills game, it came down to the wire. But I'm like, they're going to get a stop here. Mm-hmm. There's no way they're not. Like, they're absolutely going to stop them. Like, I don't want to say no doubt in my mind because it was still nerve-wracking. But I think had the Bills gone down and scored, like, I would put it way more on the offense than the defense.
Oh, of course. I mean, they hung them out to dry most of the second half. All right, so let's spin forward to this week. So they are at least the number three seed, but the number two seed is still possible if the Bears lose their game on Sunday. Devin, how would you handle it? Because this... every year we kind of have this debate, but every year it's a little bit different. And this one, I think, is probably the most difficult in terms of the Eagles' decision because there is a real advantage to getting to two. I think the Packers right now, because their injuries, are the worst NFC team, so you'd NFC playoff team, so you'd get to play them and have a second home game. But I just, my preference is rest. I don't think the risk-reward says go play. And I think the Bears are pretty likely to win their game on Sunday, so the whole thing might not matter anyway. Where do you come down?
I agree with you. I would absolutely rest the starters. I know the two seed is on the table. I still think that there's a chance if you rest your starters that you can still beat a Commanders team.
I think they'd win with the backups.
Right. Like Tanner McKee is fully capable of beating the Commanders. And then, of course, it does, like you just mentioned, Joe, come down to the Lions beating the Bears. And we don't even know if that's going to happen because they play at the exact same time. So I just don't think it's worth risking the health of your starters. And I was saying this earlier on the morning show with Tom Kelly, you know, watching, like, being on the sidelines and Sunday, for example, Jalen Carter comes back and he is literally a game changer, right? Like, he had an incredible game. Seems like he's, you know, back, like, maybe needs some more conditioning wise, but otherwise fully ready to go. He even had a few moments where he's slow to get up. This is such a physical game. Devontae Smith made that catch. He was in pain for a while. You get, even if it's not a true injury, these guys get so banged up each and every game that it is just not worth the physical toll it would take to play the starters. You know you're not getting the bye in the first round. You might as well create your own bye. Nick Sirianni kind of talked about that when he spoke to media yesterday, too. Like, pretty much every time, except for 2023, we saw what happened to A.J. Brown in 2023. Yep. They've kind of created their own bye if they didn't have the first round bye automatically, and it's worked out for them.
Yeah, I think that's got to be in his head, the 2023 thing you brought up, because it was similar. Now, that required the Cowboys lose to the Commanders, and if my memory serves, the Cowboys were a bigger favorite. Like, it was very unlikely they would lose. The Bears, Lions, you know, it could happen.
Yeah, it's kind of a small line.
It's only 2.5, but it's still similar in that they need someone else to lose. Mm-hmm. And in that game, they tried. AJ got hurt, and I think Jalen dislocated his finger. And
yes, he did.
And then they went into the playoff game, and they played like crap.
And they were dead upon arrival.
Yeah,
I'm real scared.
It's risk versus reward, Hugh.
I'm saying I need some puppies.
I'm not scared. What?
Aminos.
What?
We need some aminos.
What are you muttering under your breath over there?
We need some aminos. Y'all worried about Cass getting hurt. This is the playoffs.
Well, they're not going to wait. No, it's not the playoffs. It's week 18.
Well, it's getting you ramping up for the playoffs.
No, they're ramping up. They're playing the Commanders.
And you need to play better.
It's not worrying. So, okay, I guess it is. You want to prevent any like major injury, but it's also just rest. So, like Jordan Mailata, he's played every single game this season. Mm-hmm. He told us weeks ago, it was when they had, you know, a longer week coming off a shorter week. He was telling us how he didn't do any work on the 2 days off he had because he said his body is breaking down on him. It doesn't even necessarily need to be an injury. Like, these guys, it's just a physical game, and their bodies are put through a lot week to week. So it's just having an extra break from putting your body through that.
They'd be all right. They can rest.
They might, but they might not.
They can rest after they win the Super Bowl.
No, Hugh, come on now.
Man, we can rest after we win the Super Bowl.
Guess how they won't get hurt? Standing on the sidelines on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
They will not. I promise you that.
My biggest fear is this offense is already out of sync, right? Mm. And now you're taking a week off to rest, and then you're going to go out there knowing how point challenged that we are.
Point challenge. The 2025 Eagles, point challenge.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
Well, it's 1 week could have changed anything.
Yes, it could potentially change. You could get a little bit more continuity. We just did that against the Raiders
and Commanders, and then we went out and scored 13.
Why do you think the Eagles are, or the offense is point challenged? What is the main reason for that?
Well, to be honest, there is no main
reason. Here comes the filibuster from Douglas.
No, I mean, it's not. It's one of those things that you look at, and it's a combination of everything. You know, you look at Coach Sirianni. And some of the play calling that he makes during the course of the game, you look at Kevin Petullo, and you look at some of the things that he calls during the course of the game. And you got to look at the quarterback. And sometimes he doesn't look like he knows where he wants to go with the football. So it's not one thing. And I know people want to boil it down to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bunch of different things. Because the two common denominators, I would probably say, is Jalen and Coach Sirianni. Right. But when I ask people about this offense, like people have told me this offense over the last 3 years hasn't changed much. It hasn't changed much. Like, you know, you had Coach Goober come in last year, Kellen Moore, and he implemented more. Remember how in the preseason we were doing all this motion and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We stopped doing that as the season progressed.
Yeah.
So we went back to what we know. Right. So there's a lot in there where I can't just say, okay, it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault. I think it's a collective of everything. Let me just snickers, a series of unfortunate events.
Well, that all being said, it's also, you know, the O-line isn't nearly as good or healthy
as they once were. Yeah.
So all of the things you just said, how does playing the starters help with that?
Well, I think that it gives you continuity, because the one thing that I have not seen consistently is continuity.
You're hoping. Like, you're hoping here.
But, okay, I am hoping.
Yeah.
But I would rather hope in that last game, right, and play in that last game instead of sitting these guys and hope for something that we ain't seen all year in the playoffs.
Well, perhaps, better health could change things.
Well, exactly. I hear you, but how healthy are you going to get in 4 days?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Devin brought up more
than 4 days.
It's 14, really.
Yeah. You're talking about, oh, yeah, because you're talking about game to game. Yeah.
Buffalo to whoever.
No, but I hear you. But no, I don't subscribe.
I think Hugh's the scared one. I mean,
I'm not.
Well, he kind of sounds scared.
Okay. Who else sees this, like, you going into the playoffs with this offense being what it is, being inept in the second half, and that might cost us a game? If they're inept and going 1-3 punch.
Well, it would also cost us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The game, if Jalen Carter gets injured, if yes. Devontae Smith gets injured by a Commanders team, by the way, that Dan Quinn basically said is going to give it their all out there Sunday to get revenge or whatever. Listen.
No, I think it's a fair point to bring up.
Wolf ticking,
yeah, but he might be. But you know what I don't need? I don't need Frankie Louvill lowering his helmet on Jalen and knocking him out of the game. Like, hey, man, it's
not worth risking it.
Part of the game.
But it doesn't have to be part of the game this week.
It is always a part.
It doesn't have to be. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll hear you again later this week. Back on tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be back on tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Hugh, good luck with your fan mail.
Yeah, the fan mail. I'm trying to fill out the fan mail.
You have a lot today.
Yeah, I'm filling out the fan mail.
Devin, thank you. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. All right, 215-592-9494. To rest or to play, where do you come down? Let's go to Thomas in Brumo. What's up, Thomas?
Thomas.
Hey, guys. What's up, guys?
Hey, Thomas. Good morning.
Hey. Good. So I would say if our team was healthier, like meaning the O-line, I would play. But I still think that we have a pretty good chance at beating Washington, even with the backups. I mean, you're giving Tanner McKee, a chance to show his worth even more for teams that might still want him in the offseason. Honestly, if we can't beat them, even if we do play our starters, I don't think we don't deserve the second seed if we play our starters and we don't win. But do you think there's a chance that they play the starters the first half and sit the backups or whoever starts?
So
the
I do,
that
Thomas.
Might be the case.
Yeah, I mean,
but I don't think they're going to sit the whole game.
So I think a lot of it could depend on what's happening in that Bears game, Thomas. Like, let's because 2 years ago, that's what happened, where they went into the game, they needed the Cowboys to lose to the Commanders, they needed to win. And then by halftime, it started to get ugly. The Cowboys were up big, and then the Eagles started to pull all their guys out of the game. So I think it could be that way. Let's say they start the game, they have their starters out there, and then they look at the scoreboard in the second quarter or halftime, and it's, Bears 24, Lions 7. It really just makes sense at that point to get him off the field. Yeah.
Yeah. I got one last thing, too. Something that grinds my gears, kind of off topic, but last night, I forget which game it was, but the defensive team got called for delayed game because they kept the player down on the ground with a few seconds left. That pisses me off because, obviously, if that happens to the Eagles, and that call of delay of game on the defense rarely gets called. They kind of just let that go. Do you see a reason why? Like, they don't throw that, or it's just the end of the game, the refs don't want to get into it?
Guess would be the offensive side, like, the reason they called on the offense, and Thomas, good phone call, is because they're trying to stop the offense from using it to their advantage to stop the clock, right? Like, an offense is down, two-minute drill.
And they're trying to speed up the clock, and the defense is trying to slow it down and get a look at it. That's why I would think you would call it.
Yeah, and I think on the offensive side, it's like you're faking, you could quote unquote fake the injury to stop the clock because you need more time.
Yeah,
meanwhile, the defense, why would they do that, right? They're just trying to get a stop. They don't probably have to stop the clock.
Well, if the defense does it, it's probably trying to get a little bit of rest, especially if you're going to hurry.
I agree. I think there's probably more likely it happens with the offensive side. That's why they do the thing where they kind of charge the timeout versus the defense, maybe not. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, it is our final show of 2025, and I gotta be candid with everyone. I felt a little bit bad the last few weeks because I could tell something was bothering you, Hugh. I think everyone out there knows that we have a staple of this show. And we haven't done it in a long time. So I thought today
y'all did me wrong.
I thought today would be a good day. And typically, I could tell the feelings are hurt. Typically, when we do this, we do it with a prize attached. Today, it's for the old love of the game. Let's play a little game I like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Use clues and you.
Just aside, Joe. Mm-hmm. People need to realize when they send they gotta leave envelopes or something to write this. When I fill out this fan mail, they need to put an envelope
for you to write back. Is that the whole thing?
Me to put the pictures in the thing. And,
Okay.
That helps.
Is that part of Hugh's Clues or no?
No, it's not.
Okay.
We're gonna do Hugh's Clues, and I'm gonna tell
y'all
like this. I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Y'all really hurt my feelings with all the mean and hurtful comments y'all said about Hugh's Clue. So
before you go,
I'm not going to make this easy.
Okay, before you give the first clue, two things. I think we can now start the rumors that it's fully Kyle's fault that you haven't been allowed to do it for two months because Kyle's not here and we're doing
he's
huge boys. Okay,
so
I didn't protest. I was all in.
Luke was all in. Okay, yes. So we might have to blame this on Kyle for the past couple months. Second, Hugh, I'm not saying this is a tryout for 2026, but how this goes today will inform when we go back to the Hughes Clue as well.
Well, listen, as you know, like when you have children that are somewhat unruly, you know, they will burn the whole village down just to feel this warmth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's kind of how I'm feeling today.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go ahead and this one's for the love of the game, and this is the first clue. Y'all listen. This has been around since the 90s.
Okay.
The late 90s.
This has been around since the 90s. There's your first 90s. Clue. All right. There it is. That doesn't really help. I mean, that's
it's not supposed to help.
A lot of things, including people have been around since
people
the late 90s.
People have been around since the late 90s.
That's a lot. All right.
They have.
Yeah. So this is where I start to regret that we're doing Hughes Clues here because I could feel the audience saying, oh, this guy.
This guy right here.
All right. There's your first clue. Been around since the late 90s. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Chris.
Kyle, I can't wait to hear from Kyle's dad when he gets back to find out what kind of mischief he really got himself in.
Oh, I'm sure a lot with a few days off. By the way, just for everyone out there who's a listener to this time slot, Kyle's actually going to be in for us for a couple days. I believe Thursday and Friday he's going to be hosting. So you'll hear from Kyle again before we're all back together, but he'll be in here a couple days from now.
All right. Guys, let's jump into what's important here. Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, it's clearly you play the starters. I mean, I don't know why we're even having this conversation. Like, you know, wanting to rest players is just a loser mentality. And it doesn't surprise me, Joe, that that's coming from you. Because you know what, Joe? That's why you're not me. That's why you're not the champ. That's why you're not alpha like you.
Right, right.
Okay?
Was it a loser thing last year when they ended up winning the Super Bowl doing it? Was it that a loser thing?
Just a loser mentality,
okay.
Joe.
I just wondering.
I didn't hear anything you said because I got heard it. You said you want to be a loser earlier when you were
rested. One more quick thing. Was it a loser thing when the Chiefs in 2023, who were the third seed, rested Rashee Rice, Patrick Mahomes, L'Jarius Sneed, Travis Kelce in the final week and played their backups then went and won the Super Bowl? I'm just wondering.
Luke, you might want to check Joe's microphone. It's
why are you bringing me in there?
I wasn't really picking up.
That's okay.
More loser mentality is, you know, being scared of your shadow, not wanting to go out on the road. Like, that's just, again, more of this loser mentality. But you know what, Joe, I got you, man. I got you because I've got the spotlight on you. I mean, it's going to blind us, but I got the spotlight on you because my third eye is open. Hugh, you know what this is all about?
What is this about?
He wants Jalen to sit because he wants Tanner McKee to come out against that trash Commodore team that's going to be starting Josh Johnson because they're tanking for picks. And that's what Joe's real agenda today. His real take today is he wants a quarterback controversy going into the playoffs.
That's going to happen regardless.
My third eye's open. Hugh, show me how to see this. I see you.
Your ability to spin is amazing. I'm trying to protect Jalen Hurts, and you're accusing me of trying to sabotage the guy. I'm protecting him.
That's going to happen.
The fan base knows who you are.
I'm protecting the quarterback. I mean, one of us cares about the quarterback. That's all.
Yeah. We see you. We see you for what you are. I'm going to let you go now that I've exposed you, but I do have an answer, Hugh. You said it's been around since the 90s, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely got to be Kyle's dad. It's Kyle's dad.
That's a good guess.
That's a fair guess, Chris. That's not it. But I'd imagine Kyle's dad's been around since before the 90s.
Yeah, he's been around. He'd probably been.
Kyle's been around since the 90s.
Yeah.
Most of us have been around since the 90s. I mean, the 90s weren't that long ago. It's not that far in the past. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. What would you do? If you're Nick Sirianni, are you resting the starters or are you going for the two seed? Where do you come down on all this? And we'll let you hear from Nick Sirianni what he said about this. Two different answers. Same typical, you know, kind of question, similar questions, but two different answers about this thought process going in to this week. 215-592-9494. And we have brought it back. Hughes Clues is here. First clue, something that's been around since the late 90s. I'm regretting playing Hughes Clues today. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield Ham brings out the true holiday flavor. It's tender, juicy, and ready to steal the show as your main dish. And you know what I love about it? The leftovers. You can turn it into pure holiday comfort. Holiday ham, fried rice, sweet potato, ham, hash, even a cozy winter soup that just feels like the season. I don't want any of those people. Just give me a ham sandwich. That's all I need is a ham sandwich. Make your holidays easy and tastier with Hatfield. Find more holiday recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.